Log Talk Radio.
I'm on a man with a
This is Ellen Nicholas Rathbone, your professional sensuality consultant, coming to you live from beautiful downtown Hazlitt, New Jersey, keeping life juicy at Your Pleasure Incorporated. I am so excited to be here, and I am so happy you have decided to come back and listen to some of the information that I would love to share with you. Tonight, I am starting a series of pleasure parties. Normally, when I do a pleasure party, it takes about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. That's because there's people asking questions, and that's fine. But tonight, I can just focus on the adult novelties that I have found to be so incredibly helpful to anyone who has ever chosen to use them. And I'm going to discuss 7 of the most popular adult novelties that have benefited many, many people. And remember, everything is not meant for everybody. So as I'm explaining these products, you will understand, oh, that's something I could use. And then you'll also be thinking, no, I don't need that. And that's perfectly fine because everything is not for everybody. And that's the first thing people have to wrap their minds around. You don't need everything that you see. Now, the first item that I want to talk about, I always talk about with great joy and pleasure, and that is these gold-plated balls. They're called many, many names, Benoit's, most people know them as, but they are basically gold-plated balls. Now, there are many other products that are used like this product. There is the feminine exerciser, there's sort of this bar belly looking thing. There are so many different manufacturers who have their own spin on what weight resistance for the vagina should look like. But the original idea are 24-carat gold-plated stainless steel balls. And they're rather heavy. They're about, I would say, maybe 4 to 5 ounces of concentrated weight, and they are put inside the vagina 1 to 1.5 inches up. Now, when you first put them in, they stay without a lot of effort because the vagina is collapsed and semi-dry when it is not excited. So then you start to do that wonderful exercise called Kegels, or Kegels, depending on where you are in the world. And that is an exercise that everyone does when you have to pee and there's no bathroom in sight. You immediately do a little squeeze. That little squeeze and the relaxation that follows it is a Kegel. I want everyone to do a Kegel for me right now while you're listening, and if possible, Kegel throughout this entire show. So as you do these Kegels, you get into them, and about 2 minutes in, the vagina responds by getting a little wetter, more lubricated, and also more relaxed. So what was easy at first to keep them in place becomes increasingly more difficult since you must be standing or sitting when they are inside your vagina, and gravity is pulling them downward. At first, like I said, pretty easy, but then it gets a little wetter, it gets a little more relaxed, and a woman can actually feel the balls slipping, slipping down. And what she wants to do is she wants to use her PC muscle and squeeze around those balls so that they cannot fall out, or they do not fall out. Now, if she does this simple little exercise with these wonderful little balls for about 5 minutes, she has done the equivalent of an exercise for the PC muscle, and that's exactly what it is. It holds up the uterus, it holds up the bladder, there's so many things that rest on it, and if you don't exercise it, especially after you've had children, you know, between gravity and weight gain, so many things can get wrong. Everything gets pushed down. People have all kinds of things that they end up doing to fix that problem, and yet it is the easiest thing to keep in repair by doing this simple little exercise of Kegels. Now, you can do Kegels without Benoit's, but I advise that if you want to get twice the work done in half the time, that you add a little weight resistance to the exercise. And in 5 minutes, you have done exactly what your pelvic floor needs to stay toned and elastic and supple and able to hold everything up. Now, sensually speaking, this is the tool that any woman would use to actually learn how to have a vaginal orgasm. Now, think about that for a second. The balls go an inch and a half up. An inch and a half up from the bottom of the vagina is what? The G-spot. Okay. And she puts them in and she starts to squeeze around them, but she doesn't stop at 5 minutes. She continues and focuses on that area of her body for 15 to 20 minutes. It is not easy, and those balls will want to come falling out. But using the muscles and really, really working them not only helps to strengthen them, but at one point it causes a lot of tension inside the vaginal wall. And the blood starts to move through the vaginal wall. And the blood fills the clitoris. How nice. And it also fills the G-spot, which, when those walls are getting filled, actually protrudes from the wall. It's like her little internal erection. And where, what is meeting that little protrusion as it sticks out the wall? The Benoit balls. Benoit balls are being pushed and rubbed and squeezed against this super sensitive area. And I don't know if you know it, but tension has got to give. You cannot build tension indefinitely. At one point, it has to let go. It has to blow. And when it does, it is the most incredibly intense flood of relief, which is the vaginal orgasm. Now, in my humble opinion, clitoral orgasms are wonderful and marvelous and terrific. But they are, in my humble opinion, the appetizer, because every person, every woman especially, is able to have a multiple orgasm, and that is what's going to happen through her G-spot when she uses her gold-plated balls and when she focuses on that area to make it toned and sensitized and receptive and strong and able and ready to have a vaginal orgasm. Okay. The next item is a little more of a sensitive item, because many people just look at it and they assume it belongs on the woman's body or in the woman's body, and that is love beads. Where the woman has these gold-plated balls, the man has love beads. Now, a lot of men are getting really mad at me right now. They're like, oh, she's got to be kidding. Nothing's going near me, blah, blah, blah. I understand. But I did not create the design. God did. So if you're upset about it, you need to have a talk with your maker. In the meantime, within the anus, along the rectal wall, is his G-spot, which is his prostate. Now, there are different kind of ways that a person can stimulate the prostate. They can tickle up on the perineum, which will indirectly stimulate the prostate, and that's terrific. But if they want to go for the gusto, they need to stimulate the prostate directly. And a lot of people have an issue about putting anything inside a man's rectum. Even if they're wearing gloves, they're like, no, I don't want to do it. So that's where these wonderful little beads come in handy, because as each one of them is pulled out very slowly from his rectum, as he is ejaculating, as he is having his primary orgasm, it is causing the intensity of his orgasm to blow through the roof. It's like he's having a double-header orgasm, because the penis and the prostate are being stroked and stimulated at the same time. Now, these beads, which are called anal love beads, come in three sizes. small is for the person who has never done any kind of anal play and would like to find out what it's about. Medium is for the person who's been there a couple of times but does not frequent the area. They are pretty comfortable with that area being touched. And large is for the person who is comfortable with anal play. And even the large are no bigger than the girth of a quarter. Seriously, no, it looks more like a nickel. The girth of a nickel. So it's not huge, and it's certainly not something that that area cannot accommodate. The other thing I want to mention about these beads is timing is everything. The only time something like these beads can go anywhere near your lover is when he is very, very excited. When a man is actually panting and his mouth is open because he can't get enough air through in through his nose, he has to breathe through his mouth, that's when all the orifices on the body are open, and it's no big deal to get those lubricated beads inside that lubricated bum hole. Now, I know a lot of people, again, are freaking out, but you have to let go of your ancient prejudices because the body is literally covered with erogenous zones. And where a woman can enjoy multiple orgasms because of that G-spot located an inch and a half from the bottom of her body, so too can men. The difference is that when a man has a multiple orgasm, he will not ejaculate. And so it's not the same thing he expects. But, you know, I just want to take an aside here. Just because a man ejaculates doesn't mean he has an orgasm. And just because a man doesn't ejaculate doesn't mean that he didn't have an orgasm, because both of those can absolutely happen. Okay. The third item, which I think is a fabulous item. It's not as old as the love beads or the Benoit's, but it has been around for quite a while, and it's known either as a French touille, T-O-U-I-L-L-E, which I think means tool, or more popularly known as a magic carpet. Now, this is definitely a helpful little tool, because this one is used on his body to add dimension and girth to a man who does not have girth. So you say, well, what's the deal with girth? In an intimate connection, if the man actually wants the woman to have a clitoral orgasm through their intercourse, his shaft would have to rub against her clitoris. And sometimes if a man has a wider penis, that happens more naturally. But if he doesn't, or he's coming at it from the wrong angle and he doesn't, then that makes it very difficult for the woman to have a vaginal orgasm. And I really think that most of the women who don't have orgasms with intercourse is because they don't realize that the part that's supposed to be being rubbed is their clit. Okay, and it's his shaft that's supposed to be doing it. So this toy looks, it's flat on one side, and it looks sort of like a soap dish. And in the center, there's a hole. On the one side, it's flat. That's the part that's against his body. On the other side are all these very, very soft nubs. At the top of the oblong soap dish, there's a little tail that sticks out a little further than the rest of the nubs, and on the bottom is a little cleft. And so that's the design, and it's very, very, very smart. So that when the man is actually in a coital position, mostly male superior, and that he is in, when the nubs stimulate the pubic area, that is exciting, but that little tail, no, start off with the cleft at the top, and the cleft, just through a bump and grind motion, actually opens up the area and stimulates the woman's most sensitive part. And they stay in that bump and grind. Then when the clitoris gets excited, it actually withdraws. It backs up into the body, and so it's not getting stimulated as easily. So that's when you take this magic carpet and you flip it around, and he assumes the position again, And this time that little tail is sticking out beyond the nubs, and it is going past the lips right to the head of the clitoris for some intense clitoral stimulation. Now, for the man that does not have a lot of girth, this is the most fabulous toy. The most important thing that you have to remember when using this is copious amounts of lubrication, either passion fruit, foreplay sensual succulent, or Slickwid, but you absolutely have to use a good quality lubricant. Next on our show and tell, we have the infamous French tickler. Now, French ticklers look like condoms, but that is where their similarity ends. They are not a contraceptive at all, and they do not protect you from disease or from anything. Pregnancy, nothing. They are not a contraceptive, even though they are worn on the penis just like a condom. Now, at the top of the French tickler is a head, and the heads come in many, many different styles. There's one that looks like a pig over here, and then there's one that looks like a Martian creature, and then there's another one that looks like a star of some kind, and a lumpy rock, and, you know, a dolphin's beak. But the bottom line is they are worn as a jacket for Mr. Peter, and they are something that he puts on to tantalize the woman's external area, her genitals. But rather than just use the smoothness of what his penis has naturally, he has opted to change the texture and change the sensation and tantalize her with something that feels a little different. And that's where the French ticklers come in. So it's mostly an external tool. If it absolutely, if the moment says, well, you know, I really, really, really need to go in, only the very top of the French tickler should ever go inside, and that's only as a tease. It's a teasing toy. When the time comes for intercourse, any kind of thrusting, this toy has got to come off, because if it stays on, it can seriously hurt a woman's vaginal walls. And like I said, it's not going to protect you from pregnancy. It's not going to protect you from, you know, disease. So you better have something else going on when you use this for those areas, for those concerns. Another toy that I think is fabulous for so many men is an adjustable C-ring. Now, I have one in leather here, and it has three snaps on it, so it can actually adjust to the girth of a man who is small, medium, large, and even extra large. And what does that run down in actual sizes? Small is like 1 1/4 inches across. Medium is 1 1/2. Large is 1 3/4. And horse is 2. So this tool is something that can accommodate all these different sizes. And so now what is the point of using something like this? Okay. Men, sometimes they need a little bit of help to stay erect. Maybe they've had a little too much to drink. Maybe they're tired, maybe it's been a long day, whatever. The mind is willing, but the flesh is a little weaker than he needs it to be. So when he initially is able to get his first and most powerful erection, he would put this onto the base of his penis and snap it on so that it fits snugly. And so that the blood that went in there to create that erection cannot back out because he's tired, okay? And that's, for so many men, it's such a way, a quick way to be able to maintain their erection without taking medications, without having any kind of problems afterwards. This toy can stay on for 20 minutes, half an hour, no problem. Now, I like the adjustable model the best because it can also be used at the very top of the testes sac. Whether everybody knows it or not, pay attention the next time a man is having an orgasm, and you'll notice that his testicles actually rise up and need to tuck right under his body before he's able to have his orgasm. And if you have this wonderful little wrap around, it's like a little belt for the top of the testes, the sac, it keeps the testicles from rising up, and so they can't get the warmth that they need. So again, another way to help him hold back, especially if he has a problem with premature ejaculation. Next on our list is a tool that man or woman could easily use, and that is the pleasure mitt. The pleasure mitt is incredibly versatile. On one side are these super long, soft, wonderful nubs, and on the other side are much shorter nubs. And it's a mitt, so, you know, it's not a glove, not with fingers, like a child's mitt, except it fits an adult hand. And you put some lubricant or massage oil or whatever onto a person's body. You absolutely need lots of massage oil. And you run the glove in a circular motion anywhere from the scalp all the way down to the soles of the feet and anything in between. So you start off with the short nubs facing downward, and then just do a light circular motion, and then at one point you just flip your hand over and continue the circular motion, and the long nubs, which also will do a wonderful release of tension, but they do it with relaxation rather than pressure, which is the short nubs, they do it with relaxation. Plus you get it's really weird, you get a really different sensation from both of them, one of them being a heat with the short nubs, and then a cool, tingly with the longer nubs. And last but not least, there is a masturbator sleeve. And a lot of people go, well, I don't need a masturbator sleeve, I have a woman, or I don't need a masturbator sleeve, I have my hand. But your hand is not as incredibly soft as this, which is almost like a pseudo vagina. And for women out there who sometimes would like to help him but have his pleasure and have his release and don't necessarily want to get naked for it, you can't have a better best friend than this sleeve. It is just incredibly soft, and with a little bit of good quality lubricant, and I always, of course, recommend either Sliquid or Foreplay Sensual Succulent, that you put it inside the sleeve or actually on him first so that it heats up immediately, and then put him in there. It will hug him, it will grip him, it will stimulate him from top to bottom continuously, and it will feel absolutely marvelous. So all of these products are available at my site, and if anybody decides that they want to see some of the things I'm talking about, descriptions are there, an understanding of the products is there, and I really believe that if we include a couple of help aids, adult toys that are really more tools than anything else, we can really elevate the level of sensuality in our lives and nurture each other, and as adults actually play with one another, because that's the joy of our sexuality, to be able to play with one another, to be able to give joy and comfort and help to one another. And I think that if there's any kind of prejudices that you have about your body, you need to let them go, because you are perfect just the way you are, and you have a G-spot if you're a woman, and you have a prostate if you're a man. And, you know, whether they're politically correct in somebody else's eyes, they're your body, and you need to love them. You need to love your body for everything, all of the gifts that it can possibly give you. And if you do that, and you do that regularly, you will have plenty of orgasm in your life. And let me tell you, if you have plenty of orgasm in your life, I mean good, healthy, quality orgasm, it's going to help keep you vibrant and youthful and elastic and growing and empowered it's the most beautiful thing about being an adult. So, like I said, these products have their place in our lives. Now, there's one more, and I only have a few minutes left, I see, but there's one more that I was going to talk about if I had the chance, and that is this newest glove by the Finger Fitting Company in Florida, and it's called a five-finger massage glove. I call it the Love Glove. It's actually a glove. It's waterproof. It's made out of bathing suit material. It has 45,000 vibrations per minute. That's 9,000 per finger. It has two speeds. The more gentle speed is for the more gentle parts of your body, and the stronger speed is for the larger areas. But it is fabulous. And if you don't have the energy and you need a massage, and either one in the couple can put that glove on and then just lightly run their hand up and down, no expertise needed, and the vibrations will do the work for you. Seriously, it is the gift that keeps on giving. Well, I hope during the course of this presentation that I have opened your eyes to a couple of possibilities for maintaining a level of sexual health, like with your Benoit balls and your Kegels, and a level of appreciation for your body parts, like your G-spot and your prostate for the guys, and that it is fun to experiment. It is fun to do things that are outside of the missionary position, because we're not missionaries, so why should we act like them? And I think that being able and willing to do a little bit of sexual experimentation with someone that you love and trust just makes the relationship even sweeter, because you know that it is an adventure. It's an adventure of a lifetime. Okay. So, I thought I had a call, but I don't. So I'm going to recommend where Benoit balls would be a good place to be used. Benoits need to be used at least once or twice a week. And if you're using them, doing the Kegels every day and using them once or twice a week, you will actually help to repair your pelvic floor within 6 weeks. I mean, it has the fastest recuperative power out of any muscle in your entire body. If you want to learn more about all of these things that I'm talking about, please visit my website at www.yourpleasure.com. It will redirect you to the bigger site of Sensuality, Sexuality, Pleasure Advice, where there are literally over 300 pages of information on everything from sexuality and menopause to sexuality and breastfeeding to blended orgasm to all the toys that I will talk about on this show. I am really happy that everybody joined me. I hope you all enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed doing it for you. I am a little surprised that nobody called me. I'm very, very surprised. I could have sworn there were going to be people say, Ellen, what did you mean when you said anal love beads? And who are they supposed to go inside? Remember, they are mostly for him because he's the one with the prostate. So, not saying that the woman can't use them, but she's not going to derive the same pleasure that he would. So make sure you visit my website, yourpleasure.com, and if you would like some straight-up information on to have handy, I do have a book, Loving Sex, Every Woman's Guide to Sensual Sexuality, and it covers it all. I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight. I want to tell you all, keep life juicy. Do your Kegels, and I'll see you all real soon. next week, okay? We're going to do the next part of the pleasure party, which is vibrating adult novelties. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks very much for joining me.